From the CNN Center in Atlanta, hello everyone, I'm Catherine Calloway. So glad you're checking in with us. Here's a look at what's happening now in the news. The American cargo ship Liberty Sun was hit with rocket-propelled grenades off the African coast Tuesday night, but none of the 20-member American crew were injured. The ship is actually carrying food aid. The USS Bainbridge was sent in to help. It arrived, though, after the pirates had fled. It is now escorting the Liberty Sun. Meantime, the French Navy says that it has captured 11 suspected pirates today off the coast of Kenya. And today, before President Obama heads for Mexico, the Department of Homeland Security is naming a chief to deal with drug violence along the Mexican border. The new chief will also oversee a crackdown on illegal immigration. A source is saying that Alan Burnson, a former federal prosecutor, will be named to that post. Thousands of teachers in Los Angeles could be laid off. School district officials approved that move last night. In all, more than 5,000 teachers and other district workers could lose their jobs. The district had to find a way to fix an almost $600 million budget shortfall. District officials are hoping that they can save some of the jobs, depending on how much state and federal funding they receive. Catholics in New York are welcoming their new archbishop. The church held mass to officially install Timothy Dolan as the new leader of the New York Roman Catholic Archdiocese. The Archbishop of New York is seen as the most prominent leader of the American Catholic Church. And funny man Stephen Colbert is getting some out-of-this-world recognition. NASA is renaming an orbital exercise machine after him. With the help of his fans, Colbert received the most votes in a space agency's online poll. And so a new treadmill on the space station is now called the Combined Operational Load-Bearing External Resistance Treadmill, or Colbert. Be sure and stick with CNN.com 24/7 for news from around the world. And we will, of course, have updates for you right here throughout the day.